When Dogs Cry, written by Marcus Zusak and read by Stig Weems. When the cop comes back, he says,
I put 10 on him myself.
You won't be disappointed.
Rube nods, accepting our ticket. Then he says,
Hey, I think I'm going to turn you in for putting bets on for minors. It's a disgrace.
In all the time I've known him, my brother has never said just simple disgrace. He has to say it in two parts, dis and grace. Disgrace.
So what?
The cop says.
And besides, who are you going to tell?
The cops,
Rube answers, and we all smirk a little and head for the open grandstand. We all sit down and wait for the race. You can cut the air with a knife as the trainers, gamblers, thieves, bookies, fat guys, fat girls, chain smokers, elcos, corrupt cops and juvenile delinquents all wait with their scattered thoughts scattering onto the track.
It does look like a rat,
I say when the greyhound we've chosen trots ferret-like and scrawny past us. And what the hell are clappers anyway?
Oh, I don't know,
the cop says. Rube.
We don't know what they are, but we know they're fast.
Yeah. The cop and Rube are inseparable now, best mates. One has a uniform and black, close-cropped hair. The other is in rags, stinks of sweat and no-name cologne, and has wavy brown blonde hair that staggers towards his shoulders. He has eyes of stomped-out fire, a wet nose that sniffs, and he has bitten claws for fingernails. Needless to say, the second one is my brother. A wolf, a dog, through and through. Then there's the female cop. Then there's me, drooling.